They told me what we was going to be singing, but I could have swore they told me another song. I think they do that on purpose sometimes, you know, just a secret. I'm paying attention. I hardly ever am, though. But you know, this song, though, I loved it. These girls here and sang it. It's how great it is to serve a living God. I want you to listen to the words now these girls sing. Bless them, Lord. Yes, God.
I listen as a man cried out to his God of wood and stone. And it broke my heart to see all the tears that he shed.
Like sometime, but I want you to listen to the words. If Lisa feels like it, I want you to just listen to the words of that last song that she sings. You know, if that don't make you get up and shout, you know what? We serve a living God. You know, so long as such a servant, one first place where the day you died, and ain't there no more. I want you to listen to the words of this. It says a lot more than I can say. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I do bless. You know, it's just great to serve a living God. You know, and it's so great that He can hear every one of us individual little old prayers. He'd hear everyone cry from the altar. He'd hear every shout, every praise. I want you to listen now. It's your turn. Through it all, bless them, Lord. Yes, God.
Thank you. play me the last verse. Just play it. Amen. Turn your Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, verse number 6 and 7. Philippians, chapter number 4, verse number 6 and 7. You pray for us tonight that we'll be able to get absent from the body and get present with the Lord. Amen. I tell you, we thank God for you. Amen. This good crowd out on a Wednesday night in the house of God. Amen. I certainly miss those that are still out sick. Though a lot of them are homebound and things like this. Let's certainly be much in prayer for them. Amen. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 6 and verse number 7. Verse number 6 says this right here. He said, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then verse number 7. And he said, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Boy, I like this. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's read that again. Verse number 6. Amen. And verse number 7. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize that I'm nothing tonight. Lord, I'm not even worthy, God. Lord, to stand behind the sacred stand. Lord, but God, we know that you've called us. Lord, to proclaim your word tonight. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll lead and guide and direct. Lord, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name, I humbly pray. Amen and amen. Very familiar scripture tonight. Neighbor, the Lord is laid upon our heart. Neighbor, I want to preach on something tonight. Listen, neighbor, that every one of us, neighbor, have or go through sometimes in our life. Neighbor, I thought about this scripture. Neighbor, tonight the Bible said there. Listen, neighbor. Listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on, maybe on this right here, when we face anxiety, amen. When we face anxiety, amen. Listen, that word anxiety tonight simply means this right here. It's a feeling of worry or nervousness, especially when you don't see the outcome. Listen, so in other words tonight, if you're breathing tonight, we face anxiety. Listen, neighbor, tonight, we all do. Listen, listen, neighbor, tonight, we all face that word, anxiety. With we face the daily struggles with this thing that we call life. One writer said this life is a few days and full of trouble. Amen. Listen, anxiety tonight. Listen, I'm glad when we face this anxiety tonight. Listen, this scripture that I read to you. Listen, neighbor, tells us, listen, what we need to focus on. Amen. Like I said, we all, listen, go through anxiety or sometimes, listen, a feeling of worry. Listen, our nervousness, our when we don't know the outcome. Listen, I personally, about the last 9 weeks, have been battling this anxiety word. Neighbor tonight, our whole kitchen is still sitting out on our front porch. Amen. And dealing with this and dealing with that. Listen, neighbor, sometimes you can get it up to here. You know what I mean? Listen, but we all face anxiety in this thing that we call life. I wished it was nothing but roses every day. I wished it was nothing, Brother Coleman, but always being on the mountain. Listen, I wished every day all we had to do was come to the house of God and worship Him. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be a good? But we got to make a living. Listen, and we got to work. And we got to slumber. Listen, and labor for the Lord today. But I thought about this. When we face this anxiety, listen, we see here three things that He tells us in the scripture that when we're facing anxiety, maybe that we need to focus on. Listen, I'm really, I don't know about you, listen, but Jeff, your pastor tonight, it's real easy for things to get me off focus. Neighbor, it really is. Listen, and keep my attention for a long time at a time. Neighbor, today, but Jesus is saying here, when we go through these storms and we face these anxiety, listen, there's some things, and we'll just focus on them. Neighbor, it'll help us on down the road. Listen, neighbor, first of all tonight, if we'll keep focus on Christ tonight, if we'll focus on Christ. Listen, neighbor, look at what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 8 and verse number 9. Listen, talking about keep our eyes on the prize. Listen, keep our head up. Listen, don't be discouraged nor dismayed. Listen, with the cares of the world, don't let it bog you down. Listen, He said, but lift our eyes up toward the hills, amen, from whence cometh my help. Listen, I've learned to do this in times of anxiety tonight. If I'll just focus and not on me and not on the situation and nor the surrounding, but if I'll just take the time to focus on Him, everything else get a little bit better tonight. Amen. Focus on Christ. Look at what He said here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 8 through verse number 9. First of all, am I the only one tonight that has trouble with anxiety? Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm the only one needed this tonight. Listen to what He said here. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 4 and 8, He said, we are. We. Did you notice He didn't say I? He didn't say them over there. He said, we are, we are. We might want to face it tonight. Amen. We're in a battle. We're in a warfare. Amen. Our enemy, the devil, tonight is going as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He wants to discourage you. He wants to defeat you. He wants to drag you down. He wants to bound you down. I listen, neighbor, tonight, and when that anxiety comes upon us, we've got to learn how to focus on the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. Look at what He said here. He said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. He said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Look at verse number 9. I thank God what He said. He said, we're persecuted. Amen. You realize that's what we're being done tonight? Do you realize that? Do you realize the Christian people today are being persecuted from every side? Amen. I listen, neighbor, tonight. They don't listen. They don't want us to stand up. They want us to shut up. I listen, neighbor, tonight. But I'm telling you, it's time to stand up and speak up. I listen, neighbor, tonight. I like what he said. He said, I dare to be different in a world of compromise. I'm telling you, even though when anxiety attacks us, I listen, if we'll focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll bring us out of the valley. He'll get us through the dark days and the troubled ways. I'm telling you, he's stuck with me. I'm going to stick with him. Amen. He said, I've been persecuted. But like what he said, we're persecuted. He said, but we're not forsaken. You're not forsaken. Sometimes we feel forsaken, don't we? Sometimes we feel all alone, especially when that anxiety kicks in and the devil is raging war against you. I listen, he's going to start it with you in the morning. He'll start it with you every time you wake up when you lift your eyes up. I listen, neighbor, he's there. Amen. I listen, neighbor, today, I've got news for you. He's going to ride your back every day. I listen, neighbor, he really will. But I've learned this right here. I do not have to provide him a saddle. Amen. I, neighbor, no sirree, I don't. I listen, neighbor, I like what the writer said. He said, for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. I listen, that's what he said. I hear tonight in the blessed book, when anxiety comes, he said, don't focus on the situation. I focus on Jesus Christ, and everything else will be all right. Amen. Thank God tonight, just keep our focus on him. Keep our eyes on the prize. Amen. Thank God. The Bible a lot of times refers to runners and racers. And amen. Brother Coleman here, he's a motorcycle racer. Listen, neighbor, when he heads out, amen, on that track, that old dirt track, listen, Brother Coleman, how much time do you, amen, do you spend looking back at where you started from? Not very much. Amen, listen, you know what? He's focused on the forward part. He's focused on the prize. Listen, neighbor, that's the way the devil does me a lot of times. He says, why don't you look back? Why don't you look back and look at all these mistakes? Look at all these failures. You know what I tell him? I say, devil, I don't look back. I look forward. I'm keeping my focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, it's not what he's done. It's what he's going to do. How that makes a difference. Thank God tonight for the name of Jesus Christ. Woo. He said we're persecuted. We're persecuted, Brother Robbie, but we're not forsaken. Anxiety. But we all have him. Anxiety. Sometimes I have anxiety attacks. Amen. Thank God. I told Lisa the other night, I come in and man, you ever feel like your nerves are about right here? And just sometimes I'm just going to be, can I be honest with you tonight? Not that I've lied about anything else, but sometimes I get to the point I don't even like myself. You ever get that way? Boy, I sure do. Sometimes, I don't even like the day. Amen. And that's exactly the way the devil likes to keep us when that anxiety and it comes upon us. And we've got to learn as Christians tonight that it's going to come. Every rose has got a thorn. I listen, it really does. But it don't have to stop us from smelling the roses. Amen. I listen, and that's what the devil exactly wants you to do tonight. When anxiety comes, he wants you to focus on the problem. He wants you to focus on the situation. He wants you to focus on the surrounding. But here we find in the book of Philippians, he said, hey, keep your focus on the Lord. Focus on the Christ. He said, we're persecuted but not forsaken. We're cast down but not destroyed. Amen. We may be cast down, Brother Coleman, but we're not destroyed. Like Brother Herman and Captain Lisa and them sing that song, I'm a winner either way. Whether I go or whether I stay, the victory is mine. Amen. We got to keep our focus tonight. I listen on the prize. what the final outcome is. Thank God. We read the back of the book. I know who wins. Thank God. Listen, we just got to keep our focus on Jesus Christ tonight. We always face hard times, facing adversity. Paul was saying here in 2 Corinthians, this is Paul is speaking. He's saying there are times when we don't know what to do. And he said there's times that sometimes we've tried everything. But listen, tonight he's saying here that we just cannot give up hope. We cannot give hope. We got to keep pressing on. We got to keep pulling up to the table for the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep laboring in the vineyard. Keep doing what we're doing. Thank God. He said tonight, joy would come in the morning. And we'll just keep pressing on. I listen, press on, for it won't be very long. And we'll just keep our focus tonight. That's what the devil wants to hinder us with. He wants to get our focus on everything else except Jesus Christ tonight. Remaining focused, he said, we cannot give up hope. We must focus on Jesus Christ and not of our circumstances. I like what it says over in the book of Hosea. I can't remember the scripture, but over in Hosea reminded us to take up the mantle. Take up the mantle and press on. Take up the mantle and press on. Each one of us tonight that are born again, we've took up that mantle. We've took up that mantle. And sometimes the wind's going to blow. You can't help it. Amen. It's like being out on the ocean. You can't stop the waves. You can't stop the waves and the worries of this world. They're going to come. I listen, storms are going to brew. Sometimes you're going to feel like, Sister Doris says, surely we're going under. But this one thing that we can do, we can keep our focus on Jesus Christ and the upward look instead of the outward look. And then he'll take care of the inward look. And we'll put our trust in him tonight. Amen. When we face anxiety. When we face anxiety, number one, we got to focus on Christ. Who we focused on? Focus on Christ. Look at what you're focused on right now. You're focused on me. You're focused on me. That's the way we got to do Jesus Christ. We got to focus on him. Listen to his voice. Listen to his call. Listen to the pleading spirit that he pours upon you and I tonight. How, listen, he said, when we face these anxiety days and these anxiety times, just try your best to look toward Christ. Amen. Just look toward Christ. Amen. I believe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went into the fiery furnace, I believe they kept their focus on Christ. Paul, when he was in prison, and this is where he's writing this from, looks like his last days is fixing to come. He said, we may be perplexed, but we're not defeated. Amen. He said, we may be down, but we're not out. Amen. Sometimes you may have two strikes against you, and the one's headed for you, but I'm glad how Jesus is still on the throne. He's still King of Kings. He's still Lord of Lords, and we cannot lose focus of him tonight. Amen. Then we'll be defeated. Number two. Number one, when we face anxiety, we got to focus on Christ. And then number two, we got to focus on his timing. We got to focus on his timing. Amen. Sometimes we think God's timing takes too long. Amen. I'm not a very patient person when I'm one that likes to be on time. Listen, it don't matter to me what time we get through, but I like to start on time. I really do. When it's 10 o'clock, I won't be headed to Sunday school. When it's 11 o'clock, I want the first song to be singing. When it's 6 o'clock on Sunday night, I want the first song to be singing. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, I want the first song. I like to start on time. I don't know why I'm like that, but I've always had to, if I'm going to be late, I just soon not go. I like to start, I don't know how that got in there, but I won't. Focus on timing. Focus on timing. We want to focus on our time, don't we? want to focus on our time. God, Lord, I need a prayer answered, and I need it right now. That's why we pray. And then when he don't answer it right then, right that moment, we say, well, it's just like the lady that prayed, said, God, move this mountain. Move this mountain. And said she got up today, and next day the mountain's still there. And she said, it's just like I figured, the mountain's still there. So that's a lot of times when we're facing anxiety, when we're facing that anxiety and the pressure. You ever seen a pressure cooker? Sometimes that's the way our life feels, don't it? Sometimes it feels like, I tell them I wish there was three of me. Hey, man, I know you don't wish that, but sometimes I wish that because I feel like I'm in a pressure cooker. We all feel that way because we try to do times running fast and time goes short. But he said to focus on his timing. Look at what the Bible said in Psalms 27 and 14. If we'll take time and just say, Lord, if you don't answer this prayer today, it'll be answered tomorrow. It may not be answered in our time. But if we'll focus and say, God, not my will, but thy will be done. He said here in Psalms 27 in verse number 14, talking about when we face anxiety, and we admitted we all have anxiety. He said, wait on the Lord. That's the hardest thing in the world, ain't it? That's the hardest thing in the world. Amen. When Ethan was little and he was growing up, I could beat the tar out of him and he'd be all right. He was fine with that. I could say, I'm going to take that toy away from you, and he'd be all right with that. But if I told him to stand right there and don't you move, he had a problem with that. He had a problem with that. He couldn't do that. Amen. And that's the same way us Christian folks are tonight, Brother Don. We have a hard time with that scripture where it says, be still and know that I'm God. Do we not? I know I do. Y'all can. We're going to have an altar call in a minute. You can go ahead. He said, be still and know that I'm God. In other words, tonight, when the anxiety starts creeping in, says Charlene, we got to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. My biggest trouble is when I quit waiting on him and I try to just take care of myself. Amen. I'll just take care of it myself. But he said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And look what he said he would do if we'll wait. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thy heart. He shall strengthen thine heart. But look what he says again. He tells us in that one verse, two words, that if we want strength, we got to wait on it. We got to wait on it. Amen. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But we're living in an instant society. Yeah. Amen. Have you ever, listen, I have found myself standing in front of the microwave saying, hurry, 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 hurry. Amen. Y'all have two, ain't you? Yeah. We're busy. I got somewhere I got to go. I got something I got to do. I ain't got time for this. But God says, listen, we don't work on your time. We work on my time. And his ways and my ways sometime are not the same. And his time and my time is not the same. But I've learned to wait on him. Ain't that a song? I've learned to trust him. Yeah. Amen. I've learned to just wait on him. Wait on him. Sometimes we think God's time takes too long. We all want it now. Especially when we're in the middle of that anxiety. Especially. We're in the middle of that anxiety. Boy, we're in that pressure cooker. We in there. We feel that, you know, that heat's coming up in us. That steam's boiling within us. And we're praying, God, I need an answer. And I need an answer now. It's hard to just say, well, I need to focus on Christ. It's hard to say, I need to just focus on him. And then it's hard to say, well, let me just focus on his timing. Let me just focus on his timing. I like what the Bible says in the book of James, chapter number 1, verse number 4. Talking about tonight, when we have anxiety, we've got to focus. We've got to focus. Amen. my mother, I was out there Monday night, and my mother had, I guess, a little meltdown. And if some of y'all has went through some of the things that we're going through now with her, and it just breaks your heart. And I was sitting there, and Mama thought she had seen some little kids in the kitchen, and she started talking to her mother, or looking at me and calling me Mama, and she was saying, "Mama, I can't take care of them kids. I can't take care of the kids." And she just started squalling. I'm talking about just bawling. And I just felt I didn't know what to do. And, you know, it just broke my heart. And I just kind of looked at her and I said, "Mama, look, hey, I'm not your mama. I'm Jeff. I said, everything's going to be okay." And so I got her up. I got her in the wheelchair. I just rolled her outside, rolled her up the road. And I said, "Mama, you remember who used to live right here? You remember that old grumpy lady? I mean, you remember that one that lived right over there?" And I said, "You remember this one?" And then it started clicking. And see, sometimes that's what we got to do. Sometimes we got to just get back focused. Sometimes, he said, look what he said. He said, "But let patience. Sometimes we got to wait. Sometimes we got to get back focused. He said, "But let patience." Well, patience, boy, if I preach on patience, how many's coming to the altar? Let me see your hand. Amen. The rest of you know what else I'm preaching on. Amen. He said, "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Two scriptures right here that we see that said, if you need strength, this is the way to get it. The second scripture tells us here, if you want for nothing, this is the way you get it. But it's hard to learn to focus when you're in the middle of that anxiety. When you're in the middle of that pressure cooker, it's hard to say, "God, I know this has got to be your will. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand why I'm going through this. I don't understand why I'm suffering. I don't understand why I'm not getting any answers. I don't understand why I'm not feeling anything. I don't understand why I'm struggling. I don't understand it." It's in those times it's hard to focus on Christ. That's what we got to learn to do. We got to learn to do is focus on his timing. It's focus on him. Think about Jairus' daughter, Jairus. Remember the word of scripture says, the Bible said Jairus went to the Lord. And he told him, said, "My daughter's sick. She's very sick." So they start that way. Well, Here comes the whole crowd. Well, here comes this woman with issue of blood. You know, "Lord, I need to be healed." Here, if I was the daddy over, I'd say, "Hey, ma'am, you need to get in line." But you never see where Jairus is. He never said anything like that. And then they even come and told him, said, "There's no use. Your daughter died. Your daughter died." But Jairus didn't give up hope. And he stayed focused. And Jesus got through. I don't know the time, approximately how long it took. Or it may have been months. It may have been weeks. Something like that. I don't know. But he finally made his way over to Jairus' house. And I'm talking about waiting patiently. Focusing patiently on his time. Jesus walked in. We all know the story. Jesus walks in and said, "Where's she at?" They said, "She's upstairs." You know, we've all walked in, loved ones there. Jesus walked in, there's that precious little girl. She's laying there. Jesus walked over where she was, Coleman, and said, "Honey, get up." She got up. Lord looked at him and said, "Give that girl something to eat. She's hungry." Amen. That's God. That's God. That's remaining focused on Jesus Christ. When anxiety comes, and it's going to come, when anxiety comes, focus on Christ and focus on His timing. Boy, that's hard to swallow because we all like things done right now. How many of you, if you go in somewhere to eat and you've been sitting there 30, 45 minutes and still haven't got your food, how many of us say, hey, woo. I know some of y'all do. I was sitting on the other side watching. And after you did what you did, somebody said, don't they go to your church? Well, we're an impatient bunch sometimes. But God forgive us. Focus on His timing. I've got to hurry. I hear I'm about timing. I'm saying I got to hurry. Number three, when we face anxiety, and this is what Philippians 4 and 6, 7, all this is talking about tonight. It's all talking about going through these things. Focus on Christ. Focus on His timing. Then, number three, what we must do is focus on His power. Remember, it's not by our power nor by our strength. Amen. David said, I don't come to you with a spear and a sword. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. We sing that song, don't we? Give me your hand. Let's agree together. Amen. That all our enemy will crumble at our feet. Amen. We've got the power, but it's not in us. It's in Him. It's focusing on Him. It's focusing on Jesus Christ. The power of God is an amazing thing. Power to raise a man's daughter. Power to cleanse the leper. Amen. The power of God. You think about this, just grace and mercy alone. How powerful those two words are. Without grace and mercy, we'd have no hope. But look how powerful those words are. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 19, and verse number 6. Matthew chapter 19. Is that what I got wrote down, Tommy? Let's go with what I got. I can't read mine sometimes. I had Kason write it today. Just joking. He said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, listen at the power of God. The power of God. You remember when you as a kid, I know it's been a while, but you know, you think back when you was a kid and you're kind of getting a scuffle at school, this is what you'd say. My daddy whoop your daddy. You ever said that, Coleman?
No.
Coleman? I got to do the altar call in a minute. Yeah. My daddy whoop your daddy. Well, let me tell you something. My God's bigger than anything in this world. And there's not a circumstance He can't handle. I like what He said. When we focus on His power, this is our problem. We want to think of our power and think God's power is in the same bottle.
Yeah.
It ain't. He's stronger than I am. If He can blow in the Red Sea part and then walk across on dry ground, He can take care of you and I.
Amen.
When anxiety comes, we need to just focus on His power. Look at what He said. He said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. It's impossible. Within yourself, it's impossible to win the victory. It's impossible to overcome the obstacles that we have to face. But I'm glad He didn't stop there because it's not what you see that makes me a king. I like the scripture, and I'm not through with this one. But I like the scripture where He says, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. It's not me you got to worry about, but it's He that liveth in me.
Amen.
Amen. That's pretty good right there. I like that. It's not me, but it's he that liveth in me. Look at what he said. He said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, but with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Remember the little song we used to sing? He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Amen. You remember that? That's what he's got. He's got it. Hey, sometimes we think we're losing control, and I think sometimes we need to lose control where God can take control. Amen. I was at the red light the other day, and, you know, some people, they want you to move just as soon as that thing goes from red to green. And I was sitting there at the red light, and a lot of times I'm meditating, I'm thinking, I've got something else on my mind, and I may let it sit there for just a second. I've been known to do that. But anyway, one thing that annoys me is when I turn green and I don't give it gas enough for that joker behind me to blow that horn. Don't do that. I know I do it, but you don't have to do it. But that day, I was under a heavy anxiety day. You ever get in them, Herman? Yes, you do. I've seen you. Man, sometimes we get in them anxiety days. That was not a good day for her to blow that horn. And I looked at my mirror, and I'm glad it wasn't none of my church members. I looked in that mirror, and she had one of those tags on her car that said, God is my co-pilot. I wanted to roll down my window and say, you're headed for a wreck, lady. You better let God be the pilot. Right. Amen. Amen. You better change seats.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If God was your pilot, you'd have been in front of me. Amen.
Amen.
She's probably watching by internet tonight. But we need to focus on God's power. Not our power. It's not by our strength, but it's on him.
Amen.
The anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When anxiety comes, he tells us here, just stay focused. Just stay focused. And if we'll do that, everything else will work out. And it'll work out the way God planned and intended for it to be. But we love you tonight, Brother Robbie. Go ask them and Captain them to come with a verse of a song. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight, if you're here and you may be struggling with some of that anxiety, we all do. It's nothing to be ashamed of. But what hinders us is when we're unwilling to bring it to the Lord. You know, I'm afraid a lot of times people think that when you go to the altar, it's just for lost people or it's just for people that's done something. But if you'll read the scripture, the altar was for Christian people. That's for the Christians. Everywhere they went, they built an altar. And they went and prayed at the altar. And that's why he said, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Now, if somebody's saved, that's just like that's like getting a double yolk egg. Amen. It's just an extra blessing. It's all right to use the altars. It's all right. Amen. What worries me is when we quit using them. That's when we're in trouble. But I wonder tonight, if you've been under heavy anxiety, I want to tell you tonight, get your focus back. Get your focus back. Focus on Christ. Amen. Focus on him. Focus on his power. Focus on his strength. And everything else will work out. It really will. We're going to ask you to stand together, Brother Robbie.